Di, Nan and Jackie.
Do you know how about my mother sent me elocution lessons when I was about seven? And I went to this woman in Kirkwood Street, right? And she had me seeing all this rubbish anyway. And then they had this big exhibition, and I had to see this poem and got on this stage. And I was standing there, I'm shaking. You should have heard me. I can't even mind a poem now. Sometimes it comes back to me. And then years later, my mother, we were talking, and my mother went to think I actually paid half a croon an hour to get you, you know, elocution. I used to be all right for about 2 hours extra commute, see after that. That was it, but it was half a croon 6 an hour in that time. I'm not going to be my age. That's what it is.
Victoria's Heat was on the back of it as well.
I wasn't Victoria, I wasn't that old.
So you used to go to Roxy for years?
Oh, well, loved it, aye. She'll remember all that, didn't you? I used to go with my ma in Archie, and it was a room and kitchen, and my ma was in this room with the beans, and I was in this bed recess, and this, oh my, one time I get sunburnt, we went to that, and you killed Chatton
Bay.
You
get sunburnt
at Rosie? I did, I get roasted.
Everybody's getting their coats on.
I had a bikini on, I bought this bikini, right, it was royal blue and white, striped, and I thought it was a cat's whiskers, and I'm lying it. That was when you didn't use it, you couldn't afford oil. Nobody even mentioned oil or any cream or anything for your legs. And they were another little wrinkles a day. And I was lying at Colchatton Bay and the winds are all playing about. I was all right, just, oh, that's us, we'll all go home. See, that night, my knees would bend, my legs were absolutely roasted. I couldn't get into bed, I had to sit with my legs hanging out of the bed. Do you remember? No, you're not a real lassie.
Don't remember.
Go like, do you remember? My legs, I was only a young lassie at the time, but oh, did I suffer? Let me tell you. That was just knee. Oil. I don't think I've ever sunbathed since. I was absolutely that colour. My legs and my belly right across the air, and I thought it was going to look like a film star.
It was a children's corner as well, Caroline. That was the size of children's corner, right? For all the winds it was in Rosie. It was a battle to go on the beach, wasn't it?
The beach was tidy,
must have been. Have you seen that was children? The tide used to come in and you moved your deck chair, and if you fell asleep, you felt your feet getting wet. The tide was doing
three winds on the beach was full.
Do you remember about the granny, you know, when you used to all come down for the weekend, right? Jackie, do you remember when they all come down for the weekend? And they all went to the pub at Tony's and the Black Bull and all that. So I had the beans, so I had to walk about Rossi with the beans on a Saturday night, and they were all in the pubs. And used to get and go like, used to come in and go like, you know where I spent my Saturday nights? Sitting in front of Salvation Army and getting my caramel for singing. No. I haven't seen a thing about it now, all the Saturday nights and Rossi, my holidays, stoning at the Salvation Army, waiting in the mall, coming out at Tony's pub to go up the road and make them all tea. I go like, no. Sell a bee. One night I went to the bingo and I won, never won anything in my life, right? Old Auntie Susie was there, mine, Archie's Auntie Susie, and I won £24, and I was with my Auntie Margaret, and she shouted, bingo, bingo, and I was going, she went, you've won, I didn't even know, I went, oh, have I won, right, and I jumped on the seat fell, it was in one of the seats, and I went and sat back doing this, I was that excited, starting to play it, so I guess my £24, and we runs away home, and there was Auntie Susie, there was the Waynes, there was your Betty, I don't know the money was in, and I was getting them all £2 each. And I give Auntie Susie £2, everybody £2, and I go to the end of my mat.
Eating
a pound! Oh. I need a pound! I'd give Auntie Susie £1 because by the time she was at the end, I'd give everybody £2 and all that, and I go, by the time I go to her, I went, forget your £2 and I'll get the end, and I give her £1. I get £1 out of my £24.
£24 is a lot of money then. Aye, you sent your food hamper on before, because. That was.
You
can't
hear it. It would be everything you would need for.
Oh, your tin stuff so that you wouldn't be back, because then that was luxury going on holiday.
So was there any shops in Rossie?
Aye.
You were in it.
They put the prices up because it's Glasgow.
The prices up because it was a Glasgow fair.
And then you joined a club and all that. That's what she said.
And Curly's, you know, so you didn't take butter or anything like that. You took tins, like tin meat and all that, and you just. And you went to the field and you stole the potatoes out the field down in Rossie, so you didn't need to buy, you know. And there were always a lovely wee bakers at the court. Mind that we stayed up a close that made coffins.
Oh!
Oh my God, I heard this knock, 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 and I'm going, what the blazes is that for this? See, we know, oh no, the coffins are all stacked up. Now I'm talking about a hamper nearly the size of this, the tea, right? Because you never knew when you were getting visitors and all that. And the like the last the top in the top of the hamper every year went the Wellingtons and the yellow raincoats and the hats.
You had to have your rail ticket. You had to buy your rail ticket to get your hamper. Them to take your hamper, so you had to buy your rail ticket in advance. So one time I was kind of short and I had to get the hamper away because it was up to here with Wayne's Clays. So I went up and I got one rail ticket because I was going to buy two, right? So anyway, we're going on my holidays and that, and I kept saying, I'll get a ticket, and I'll get a ticket, and I'll get it tomorrow. I never went for another ticket. So we were going on our holidays, we got so in the train, we got up at Wayne's Bay, and they're getting on the boat. And James was in the pram at the time, and I only had one ticket, and I never tell Big John, he was a right big guy, so he would never have done the whole things, you know. And we go to the boat, we were on the train and the man came to collect the tickets, that's what it was, and I went like, John, you know, come out of your seat. I went like, I've only got one ticket, you go for a walk and I'll go for a walk with him. Oh, and you're like a bad turn and I said, I went, what's all to cause a commotion, I've only got one ticket and that's that. He went, well, I'm staying with the Wains, he says, hey. So I gave him the ticket, so I was walking about saying to past the collector, hello, how are you doing and that? And then I was going like, give me the ticket now, and he's going like, no way, punch the ticket, and he's going, you'll just take your consequences and all this. So we got half a train, that was no bother, done that, and I thought, I didn't think it was, didn't even know it. We get staff the train and we're getting on the boat with the pram and the wains and cases and the hamper had was already on, but all his little bags and things. And I went like, the man that was taking the ticket, excuse me, sir, excuse me, would you help me up? Big John went on with the other two, right? Excuse me, could you help me with this buggy? I was in the bag, you know that. He went, no bother. Lifts it up the boat. No bother, Henry, there you go. I went, thank you.